So this is kind of cool what we're passing right now on the trail. Do you see this really tall green cactus just shooting up out of the desert?
Yes, yes. And actually, it must be a younger one. It has no arms.
It is. It is a saguaro cactus. And when you think young, you can be up to 75 years old as a cactus without an arm. Also, it shows the nurse tree adaptation. It is growing, or it started off its infancy underneath the shadow of these Palo Verde branches, and now it's gone up and above it, and in just a matter of time, it will take away all the water resources from that Palo Verde, and eventually that cactus will be standing on its own. Do you notice the pleats in the cactus and how it's kind of like accordion folded?
Yep.
You can tell from a cactus when you've had rain and when you haven't had it because it'll expand. So a cactus can store up water up to 7 years and it'll just get fatter and fatter. So when you see real fat cactuses in your neighbor's yards, you know they're on irrigation. When you see them in the desert, you get a real indication of what your drought situation is. And you can notice in the middle, there's that little bump there. So at one time, there must have been, when it was growing about that height, there must have been abundant rain, and it was able to expand. And then lately, you can see it's just getting narrower and narrower as it's going up.
Now, this is an older saguaro. It's got to be over 75 years old. It's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 arms on it. But it also looks like it's got something else going on here.
Yeah, as we can see, there's a lot of basically scoops or gashes out of the, basically this whole side of the saguaro that's facing the trail. And since, you know, it's probably 40, 50 foot saguaro with the 6 large arms, and it's about eye level with us right now off the trail. So, you know, this is caused from people, basically from vandalism, hiking by and throwing rocks at the saguaro, which unfortunately, it's going to take off that outer layer, that protection, that waxy skin that the saguaro has to protect it and keep it hydrated in the really hot summer. So not only does it look awful, it's what's going to contribute to the downfall or the death of that cactus.
So one of the things I'm noticing is positioning of the saguaro cacti. Actually, they're not everywhere. You know, some faces have them, some don't. And I notice that when I drive up to Flagstaff, for example. If you look at the mountainside, you'll see one side that's just covered with the saguaro, and the other side, it's just basically none.
Exactly. So what we're looking at right now is we're facing north, and so on the north-facing slope, we're seeing an abundance of saguaro cactus. We're actually seeing abundance of all kinds of plant life. Then we look over on the opposite wall, we're not seeing as much. And saguaro cactuses like the north-facing. They don't like that harsh sun beating on them.
Let's talk about water and these flash floods on the mountain.
Certainly. So we have the erosion that can happen. But if you look over here, you're going to see this cactus that's on its side. And what happened is the rain came down in such force that it uprooted this cactus. But it kind of gives us a glimpse of what the root system looks like. And you see how shallow that root system is? Well, that's for all the plants here in the desert. They all have this very small root ball and generally one large, long tap root that will go further down into the ground. So wind or a rapid-moving water source can just undercut the dirt around them and just knock them right out of the soil.